Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Nick Ibarra Podcast. I am Nick Ibarra, your host. This is a podcast where we discuss family, finances, fitness, and life in general. Today is an anniversary for me, and not a good one. 26 years ago, I was riding bikes with my brother on this date, and there was an accident in which my brother lost his life. It was something I witnessed and something that I'll never forget. And even though it's been 26 years, it still seems like yesterday. And that's not necessarily what I want to talk about, but what I do want to talk about is the concept of experiencing tragedy, loss, hardships, other things in life that set us back and how we deal with them. Probably about 10, 15 years ago, I was sitting at a dinner table with a friend at the time, and he said, you know, I don't want to say we were talking about politics, but it was a politically driven conversation. We were talking about how some people, you know, just get handed shitty hands of cards in life, and it makes it very difficult to overcome. You know, the obstacles that we're given in life, whether it's the families we're born into, the economic situations we're born into, experiences we have as children or young adults that shape who we are and shape the path that we take. And we were talking about how some people weren't given the tools to be able to succeed because of those tragedies, because of those hardships, because of those losses and struggles and obstacles. And I don't like using the Trump card, but I will use it if somebody truly pushes me to the point of saying, you know, there's no excuses for allowing yourself to quit. And so I looked at him, I said, you know, I get that people have difficulties. I get that people have hardships. I get that there's deaths in families, there's losses of loved ones, whether it be through death or relationship breakups or people discarding you as a family member or a friend. And those things are not easy. There's economic situations that we are born into that make it more difficult than others. But the reality is this, and this is what I told him. I said, look, man, I said, when I was 13, I lost my father. 6 months later, I lost my brother. My mom got into drugs for several years through my high school, age, 13 to 18, maybe a little bit after that, and has since done a lot of work to clean herself up, and we have a great relationship, but that doesn't fix or undo the experience that I had. You know, I lost a cousin of mine when I was 16. He was 18, I believe, or roundabouts. I was a teenage father. You know, when I left high school, I didn't have a dime to my name. And here's the fact of the matter is that we are all created to be able to overcome those struggles. We are all created to be able to rise above the difficult experiences that we have in life. And some of us, it takes longer than others, and some of us, we just do it, you know. I joined the Marines, went to Iraq, came back, had several years of social success, but deep down inside, I was struggling. And, you know, I was married, I had two kids, I had my first home before I was 30 in a relatively decent middle-class neighborhood, and then I fell on my ass. And what did I do? I picked myself right the fuck back up. I did what I needed to do to overcome those obstacles. And I never said, well, fucking poor me. I guess I'll give up and fucking be 50 years old working at McDonald's and, you know, pissed off at life, pissed off at everybody, when the only person I should be pissed off at or upset with is myself. We have a choice every single day when we wake up. Do we want to wake up and do we want to crush the motherfucking thing we call life? Or do we want to say, oh, well, my brother died when I was 13 and I watched it and it was horrible. And then I went to Iraq and I saw some horrible things there. And, you know, then my mom did drugs for a few years during the defining years of my youth, and my dad passed away. And so I'm just going to make fucking excuses, and I'm going to apply for whatever social assistance I need, and I'm going to just kind of make my way through life feeling fucking sorry for myself? Or am I going to say, you know what, those are fucking things that happen. Those are things that happened that made me who I am today. And the reality is, they don't have to make me a fucking quitter. They don't have to make me a bitch about life. I get it. I get struggle. I get pain. I get divorce. I've been divorced. I've had my 4-year-old. He was withheld from me. I had to go through some bullshit, spending a lot of money legally to overcome that. And so that's not to say that all these things happened when I was, you know, from the time I was 13 to the time I was 26 or 30. They were still happening to me when I was 35, 36. I was going through a divorce. My ex-wife fucking hated my guts, and she wanted to do anything she could to hurt me. And the only tool she had to hurt me at that time and at that level in our relationship was my son. And so she did. And you know what? I fought through that motherfucker too. And I crushed it. And I get time with my son 3 to 4 nights a week. We don't have to submit to fucking life's experiences and throw in our deck of cards and fold and give up the freaking chips that we have just because time gets hard. Times get hard. We do have the opportunity to stand up, to dust ourselves off when we've been knocked down, and to fucking take that next step forward. It's not easy. It's not simple. Sometimes it's expensive. Sometimes it costs relationships. Sometimes it does things that we don't like, that hurt inside, that hurt physically sometimes, that hurt. They're not comfortable. They're uncomfortable fucking times in life. But the reality is that we push through them. We deal with the discomfort. And when we come out on the other side, we truly are better people. We have more experience. We have a stronger soul. And in the end, the greatest part about it is that we're going to find somebody down the road that's going through the same thing, that you can sit down with them and give them the same fucking speech. Hey, you know what? I get it. I've been through what you're going through, and it sucks. I'm not going to tell you it doesn't suck, but you fucking do what you have to do to come out on the other side, and you will be a better person. And to me, that is what life is about. Making that choice to say, no matter how difficult times get, no matter how hard the situation is, I'm going to rise above. When I get knocked down, I'm going to get right the fuck back up, dust myself off, and keep moving forward, no matter what it is. No matter what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Ibarra, the Nick Ibarra Podcast. If you enjoy what you're hearing, go ahead and give me a like, give me a follow, give me a review. I'd appreciate it. Y'all take care, and until next time.